From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. French authorities appear to have identified a leading suspect in a brutal terror attack on an American company's gas factory in southeastern France that left one person dead and at least two injured, and other potential suspects are being questioned. President François Hollande is returning to France to take charge of the crisis. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Speaking in Saint-Quentin-Fallavier, the town in southeastern France where the attack took place, Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said authorities have a preliminary identification of the suspect, Yassine Salhi. One or possibly two suspects entered the plant owned by U.S.-based company Air Products and Chemicals Friday morning and set off the explosions. They evidently beheaded a man just before they burst inside and displayed his severed head at the factory gate with Arabic inscriptions attached. From Brussels, where he was at an EU summit, French President François Hollande said action, prevention, and dissuasion must be the answer. France, he said, must hold on to its values and not yield to fear. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The United States Supreme Court has ruled that same-sex couples have the right to marry anywhere in the country, essentially invalidating laws in some states barring same-sex marriage. Currently, gay and lesbian couples are able to marry in 36 states and in Washington. This ruling, which says that gays and lesbians have the right to equal protections under the U.S. Constitution, will extend the right to marriage to all 50 states. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab killed more than 70 African Union soldiers and seized control of their military base in southern Somalia Friday. Witnesses say attackers rammed a car filled with explosives into the main gate of the base in the town of Ligo at dawn, then opened fire on Burundian soldiers manning the base. Spokesman for Al-Shabaab said more than 50 soldiers were killed. Somali officials told VOA Somali Service the death toll was over 70. Tunisian officials say at least 27 people, including some foreigners, have been killed in a terrorist attack near a hotel along the Mediterranean coast. Interior Ministry officials say gunmen opened fire Friday on people on a beach near the Imperial Mahaba Hotel in the Tunisian city of Sousse, a popular destination for visitors from Europe and other North African countries. Officials say security forces responded to the attack and that at least one gunman is among the dead. Another gunman fled the scene and is currently still on the run. Islamic State fighters have killed at least 146 civilians during an offensive on the Kurdish held town of Kobani, according to a group monitoring the conflict. The fighting began early Thursday when Islamic State fighters disguised as Kurdish soldiers detonated a car bomb near the town's border crossing with Turkey. Rami Abdelrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, informed VOA the fighting is continuing as of early Friday. He said that 146 civilians have been killed between Kobani and around Kobani, and that there is still some ISIS inside the city. Rahman says the Islamic State fighters are holed up at three points inside Kobani, where they are thought to be holding hostages. Dozens of Islamic State fighters also have been killed. U.S. President Barack Obama delivers a eulogy Friday at the funeral of South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney, one of nine black people killed by a white gunman at a historic African-American church last week. Reverend Pinckney's body came home Thursday evening to the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, where he had been pastor for the past 5 years. A wake was held at the church so that members of his congregation could pay their last respects. The top U.S. spy official says China is the leading suspect in the massive cyber theft of U.S. federal employee data. Thursday's comments by the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, represent the first time a U.S. official directly accused China for the digital attack on the Office of Personnel Management. The U.S. has not openly accused the Chinese government, but various officials have said they are increasingly convinced this is the case. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.